नमस्सर्वेभ्यः अद्य प्रौढमनोरमायाः संज्ञाप्रकरणे तृतीयः पाठः सेप्टेम्बर् मासस्य सप्तमः दिनाङ्कः एव्रिबडी प्लीज् म्यूट् युर् सेल्फ् सो दट् देर् इस् नो एक्स्टर्नल् नाय्स् यू केन् अन्म्यूट् युर् सेल्फ् वेन् यू वाण्ट् टु आन्सर् ओर् स्पीक् सम्थिङ्ग् So you can please mute yourself by clicking on the mic link next to your name in the audience attendee list section. Enakshara samam nayam adhigamya maheshwarat krishnam vyakaranam proktam tasmai paninaye namaha. Dhyayam dhyayam param brahma smaram smaram gurur giraha. Siddhanta kaumudi vyakhyam kurmah praudhamano ramam. Jipnodavartanam kurmaha. किमधीतं प्रौढमनोरमायाम् एतावता हकारस्य द्विवारम् उपदेशः किमर्थः हयवरट् इत्यत्र तथा हल् इत्यत्र माहेश्वरसूत्रेषु द्विवारं हकारस्य उपदेशः क्रियते किं प्रयोजनम् इति अंशः अधीतः तत्र हयवरट् इति प्रथमहकारस्य उपदेशस्य कानि प्रयोजनानि I think since there are only 5 people, we can go by turns instead of waiting for people to volunteer. So, we'll just go. Vasuji, can you give me the first one? One of the prayojanas of Hakara in Hayavarat. At pratyahare graha. No, one is enough. So, how, can you explain how hakara in at is required? One example. Okay, can you give me the example? At arhena. So, how is that? How can you apply it there? Can you recollect how Hakara in At helps in deriving Arhena? Correct. अट् कुप्वाङ्गम् व्यवायेपि इत्यनेन अट् इत्यादिभिः व्यवधाने रेफात् परस्य नकारस्य णत्वं विधीयते सो देर् इस् रेफा फालोयिङ्ग् इट् देर् इस् हकार अण्ड् एकार यदि हकारः अट् न तर्हि अत्र णत्वं न स्यात् इट् इस् हकार इस् नाट् अट् द सूत्र वुड् नाट् अप्लै देर् इस् सम्थिङ्ग् अदर् देन् अट् in between Repa and Nakara, and we cannot have Naktva. Okay, Dhanyavada. So, next one, Muttu Lakshmi. Sorry, I gave the example. Okay, Ash. सत्यम् उत्तमम् सो अशिपरे रेफस्य यत्वं विधीयते अत्र तु हकारः अस्ति यदि हकारः अश्न तर्हि यत्वं न स्यात् उत्तमम् उत्तमम् सत्यम् धन्यवादः So next, Rangachari, okay. Can you try with Hush? Oh, okay, fine. No problem. You can listen. Sada Gopan ji. हश प्रत्याहारे किमर्थम हकार ग्रहणम अपेक्षते? Why do we need हकारा to be included in हश? We'll try. I mean, the example is You're not able to recollect? No problem. Yes, no problem. Okay. I mean, this is just to, I mean, I'm trying to avoid the volunteering time. So if any of you say you don't know, it is perfectly fine. But just, I mean, you can listen to it. That is what the Punaravartanam is for, so that we will go through it and recollect. Okay. Bhanu Prakash ji, can you try? Satyam. Devo hasati. Deva r hasati. It is thite. Hashich. Satyam. Hashicha ittenena uttum ishyate. Yadi hakaraha hash na. Yes. So if hakara is not hash, we will not have uttva. And we cannot have devo hasati. Fine. So, next one, in. Okay. So, can you go back to Vasuji? Can you try? Yes, yes. Correct. Vibhasheta. No, but I mean, it is not it. Vibhasheta, even though it has it, is not directly related to it. So, vibhashetaha, inah parayohu shidham lunglitohu. When an in letter is followed by dham or shidham, which is in ashirling, shidham lunglitohu. Okay, so this is litlakara, the dhakara of litlakara, when it is preceded by in letter. Lilih dhve. So, when it is, I mean, in between, even if there is it, there is an optional murdhanyadesha. Okay, so this requires an in letter in the dhatu, in the anga. So, if lih is not, hakara is not in, we will not have murdhanyadesha here. That is why hakara is required in in. So, etani hakarasya prathamoparishasya prayojanani. At, ash, hash, tatha, in. It is important to know why. I mean, it is not just to know at arhena. That is what the mula gives. But why or what point of arhena we require hakara to be at is the major point. Okay. So next, hal dvitiya hakara upadeshasya kani prayojanani? Iti prashna. So tatra prathamam uchyate val iti. So, Girija mami, can you try? Do you remember? Why do we require hakara in val? No. Can you? Okay. Muthulakshmi. Yes, I can hear you. Yes, I can hear you. प्रदारिभ्य सार्वधातुके इत्यनेन बलादेः सार्वधातुकस्य इडागमः क्रियते. अत्र रुद् हि इत्यस्ति. हकारः यदि न वल् तर्हि इडागमः न स्यात्. सो द इडागम इस् गिवन् सत्यम. हकार है यदि नवल तरही इडागम न स्यात्. राइट. आम रुदिहि सपिहिति समानम रूपम. अग्रे सो रल. हाँ तो न आलम. थैंक यू. सो नेक्स्ट एनीबडी एल्स रल इत्यत्र कित्व विकल्प वस्तुतः कित् किन्तु कित्वं विकल्प्यते केन सूत्रेण. नक्त्वा सेट अस्तु. But it is not idagama vikalpa. Idagama stasteva sniha itva. Yes, sweet. Gunaha bhavati va nama iti prashna. Mm. Snehitva and Nehitva. So what is the conditions for Kidvadbhava? Vikalpa. Ralo Vyapadhata. Not the upadha. The ending should be ral. Upadha is ikara or ukara. Ralo vyupadhata haladehe. Haladehe vyupadhata ralantasya. So if the dhatu begins, as he said, snihitva, snihu itva iti asti. Tva pratyaha idagamaha. Iranim gunaha bhavativa nava iti prashnaha. Vastutaha ktva pratyaha kitu. Kintu naktva setitanena kitva nishedhaha asti. Yadi kitva nishetaha tarhi gunaha bhavati. Okay, so the condition for guna to operate is that it should not be kit, nit or git. Kinit icha etenena guna nishetaha. If the pratyaya happens to be kit, git or nit, there is guna nishetaha. Now ktva is kit. Ataha guna nishetaha prapte. Naktva se etenena kitvam nishetate. But ralo vipadha dhanade samsha. Yadi dhatuhu ralantaha haladihi vipadha tarhi vikalpena kidvadbhavaha. So, kidvadbhavaha bhavati chet gunaha nasti. Kinchaitenena guna nishedhaha snihitva iti siddhyati. Yadi kidvadbhavaha nasti, tarhi gunaha bhavati pugantala bhupadhasya chaitenena snehitva iti rupam. Okay, so there are two possibilities. The guna nishedha is because of kitva, which is given by ralovyapadha dhanade samshcha. Okay, so, if hakara is not ral, we cannot have guna nishedha. Snihitva iti nabhavati. So next, Manu Prakash ji, the next pratyahara we have is jhal. Adagdham. Do you explain? No problem. You don't know the pratyah, that is fine. So, adagdham. Can anybody else want to volunteer? Or shall I go ahead? Yes. Just a minute. Vasuji is trying. Yes, Vasuji. Jalojhali. So, the stage where we consider is, this is dahadhatohu lung lakare prathama purushe divachane rupam. So, there is dah and tam. So, in between the prakriya, we have a stage where we reach a dah, s, tam. Okay. So, in this case, jhalojhali ittenena sich, switch, sakara is switch, sakarasya lopaha ishyate. A sakara is deleted when it is preceded by jhal and followed by jhal. Okay, adahu su tam. So here sakara is preceded by hakara, which is jhal, and it is followed by takara, which is also jhal. So we delete it and we derive adagdham. If hakara is not jhal, yadi hakara ha na jhal, tarhi, yadi hakara ha na jhal, tarhi lopaha na bhavati. Right? So because the preceding letter is not jhal. Adahu su tam. Preceded by jhal and followed by jhal. So, if the preceding hakara is not considered as jhal, we cannot derive adagdham. Is it clear now? Oh. Right. Yes. Upadhyaya ataha niti niti cha pratyaye pare. One second. Siddhi vriddhis parasmai padesha. Ataha upadhyaya. It is not Hichirudhi for Asmai Padeshu because that is only for Halanta. Sorry, then it should be Vada Vraja Halanta Syachaha. Yeah. Whatever the halanta syachaha. So whatever the halanta it should be. Yes. Correct. So he will have to correct it again. Right. No, it is not. Correct. It is Vadavraja Halantasya Chaha. Okay. So next, Shal Alikshata. Does anybody want to try? Shala igupadhad and itahak saha. So this is again lot lakara where we have a lih and t as the pratyaya. So following that we have chli lungi. So chli should be replaced by sich or by ksa. So sich is the default vikarana. But shala igupadhad anitaha. If the dhatu is anit, igupadha and shalanta. Okay. So if it ends with shal, then we have ksa. You know, lih ityatra shalantaha. Hakaraha shal, ikaraha upadhayamasti. Anit dhatuho, ataha ksa bhavati alikshat iti rupam siddhati. So, yadi hakaraha na shal, if hakara is not included in shal, we will not have ksa. Ksa as the pratyaya. Okay, because the condition for ksa includes the dhatu to be shalanta. Yes. Lunglakara. Yes. Lung. Chli lungi. We have a chli comes only in lung. Did I say lung? It is lunglakara. That was what I mean. Anavadhana dosha. Lunglakara. Okay. No. It is lung. Okay. So the next question which we treated, so these are the first two issues that Rikshita treats in the Proudha Manorama. Hayavarat ityatra hakarasya kim prayojanam, hal ityatra hakarasya kim prayojanam, tataha halantyam iti sutram arabhyate. Halantyam iti sutram siddhanta kaumudyam dvidha uchyate. Anyonyashaya dosha nivaranartham. Halantyam iti sutra jnanartham, hal pratyaharasya jnanam apekshyate. Pratyaharam kartum adirantena saheta iti sutra upayujyate. Adirantena saheta iti sutrasya pravrityartham it padartha jnanam apekshyate. So halantyam adirantena saheta ityetayohu anyonyashaya dosha asti tasya nivaranartham kaumudi karena sutra vrittihi ashrita. Arthat halantyam iti sutram dvidha avartyate tatra prathamasya halantyam ityasya hal iti sutre antyam itsyat. Hal iti sutram nama hal iti chaturdasham maheshwara sutram tatra antyam nama lakaraha tasya itsamya bhavati. Tataha tena lakarena adirantena saheta itena hakarasya pratyahare hal iti padartha jnanam bhavati. Tataha punaha halantyam upadeshe antyam hal nama vyanjanam itsyat iti dikshitanam matam. Tatra halantyam iti prathama prathamavaram yada uchyate tada kaha samasaha iti prashnaha. Okay. Which is the samasa he is used there to derive the meaning of hal iti sutre antyam ityat. Kaha arthaha apekshyate, the ending letter of hal, that is the 14th Maheshwara Sutra, is it. Hal iti sutre antyam ityarthaha apekshyate. Kaha samasaha iti prashnaha. So there are three options that Dikshitar offers. Saptami tatpurushaha, hali antyam halantyam, iti samasaha. Katham samasaha, saptami shaundahi ityatra yoga vibhagaha kriyate. So the sutra is split, there is only saptami. Okay. So saptamyantam subantena samasyate. A saptamyanta word will combine with a subanta tena samasaha. So he says yoga vibhagat samasaha iti prathamam samadhanam. Athava kevala samasaha iti uchyate. Subantam subantena samasyate. Saha supa iti sutram, sup supa samasaha iti. Hali is a subanta, antyam is a subanta, subantam subantena samasyate ityanena, kevala samasaha iti ritiyaha pakshaha. Athava halaha antyam halantyam, halaha nama hal sutrasya ityarthaha, shashti tatpurushaha, shashti iti sutrena. So these are the three options. The first option is not very preferable because the Yoga Vibhaga is not found in the Bhashya. Saptami Shandaihi Ityatra Yoga Vibhagaha Bhashye Nasti Ityataha Na Prashasyate. It is not acceptable. In the second case, Kevala Samasa, Supsupa Samasaha Iti Agatika Gatihi. It can be used only as a final means of justifying something. Okay, if no other valid means is there and if there is a prayoga. Okay. So that is also not very acceptable. So final is Shashti Tatpurushaha Iti Tu Bhavatyeva. Everywhere we can have Shashti Tatpurusha. Now he moves on to Syadekat. Atra Purva Pakshadvayam Asti. Kaumalikarasya Matam Sutra Vrattihi. So how have other Vrattikaras solved the problem of Anyonyashraya? Adirantena Saheta Halantyam Ityanayoho Anyonyashrayaha Anyaihi Katham Nirudhaha Iti Prashnaha. So he takes up two Purva Pakshas and rejects them. Okay. So the first one he takes is that in the Kashika. Okay. Has anybody of you gone through the Kashika of what Halantyam, what he says in Halantyam? Anybody has studied the Kashika or looked at it? Kimuchyate? Okay, so I will explain. So, remember the construction of sentences like this, say, Syadetata, Halityeka Desha Seva Tantravritte Eka Sheshanyatamamastu. He goes on and says, Iti Ched Na. Okay, so that is a common construction in Shastric texts. So, they quote a Purva Paksha and then reject it. So, the first point is to understand the Purva Paksha and then understand how he rejects the Purva Paksha. He, as in the Siddhanta, whoever is writing this particular text, whether whichever text you take, whether in Vedanta or Nyaya or Vyakarana, this is the case. So they state their Siddhanta, they take up some objections, that is Purva Paksha, that is which are some alternate theories which are given by others, and they reject them. So the first Purva Paksha he takes here is, Halantyam iti sampurna sutra avritya pekshaya, eka deshasya eva avritya rastu. Instead of repeating the entire sutra, Halantyam iti purna sutrasya avratihi na pekshyate, eka deshasya, kashtana bhagasya. So only the part of it, that is only the word hal in Halantyam is repeated. So I mean, repetition always causes gaurava. That is, requires more work. You have to understand Halantyam twice. So instead of that, only the part hal in the sutra is repeated. Okay? Halantyam ityatra, hal iti dvidha uchyate, dvivaram uchyate. The hal is repeated twice. Hal, hal, antyam. It gives two different meanings. Then. So hal iti ekadesha seva, tantra avritti ekasheshanya tamamastu. This is a part of the Purva Paksha. So the Purva Paksha says, hal iti ekadesha seva. Ekadeshaha nama bhagaha. Halantyam iti sutre, hal iti bhagasya, tantram va, avrattirva, ekashesho va bhavatu. They are all very similar. Tantram namakim, ekashyaiva shabdasya, anekartha paratvam tantram. So a single word which can have two different meanings is called tantra. Okay. For example, say the word harihi. If you say harihi, it can mean the Lord Vishnu, it can also mean a monkey, or it can also mean a lion. So there are different meanings for the same word. Okay. So, anekarthakaha shabdaha. There are very lot of words which mean different. So if you say Rama, it can mean Shri Rama, it can mean Parashurama, it can mean Balarama. Kevalam Ramaha ityukte kopi bhavitum arhati. Ekasya eva shabdasya anekartha paratvam tantram. Ekaha eva shabdaha asti tasya nanarthaha santi. Iti tantram, that is tantra. So atra hal iti ekameva padam asti, kintu arthadvayam asti tasya padasya. Athava avruttihi, avruttihi nama punaruchcharanam. Okay. Punaruchcharanam nama hal iti prathamavaram ukte ekaha arthaha, punaha hal iti ukte dvitiyaha arthaha. Avrutti is repetition. Okay. So tantra, I mean technically tantra means there is only a single word which is told only once, but you derive the meaning twice from the same word. Whereas in avritti, You say that the same word is repeated twice. So first time you take a different meaning and the second time you take a different meaning. So ekashesha is a shastrik prakriya. So shastra prakriya vayameva ekasheshaha ityasti. Ekasheshaha yatha pita matra ityasti. Pita cha mata cha pitarau. Mata pitarau ityasti bhavati kevalam pitarau. So only the word pita is left. Okay. So there is a one word is deleted in a samasa. Similarly, when you say Ramashta, Ramashta, there are two Ramas. We say Ramau. We don't say Rama, Ramau. Right? So, when you say Harishta, Harashta, it will be Hari, Harau. But if the same word, Ramashta, Ramashta, we say Ramau and not Rama, Ramau. Because only one word is Shesha. Ekasya Sheshaha, Eka Sheshaha. Sarupanam, Eka Sheshaha, Eka Vibhaktau. Iti Sutrena Kriyate. So, all these three are for the same purpose, that is to say that the word hal has two different meanings. Okay, we are not repeating the sutra. Instead, if we take tantra, we say that the same word hal has two different meanings. Or if we take avrati, we say that we are repeating only the word hal. Okay, hal, hal antyam iti uchyate. Prathamaram hal padasya kahartha, dvitiyavaram anyahartha. Athava ekasheshaha, halcha halcha. There is only one hull heard, but there are two hulls there. So one of them is in a different meaning and the other one carries another meaning. So in either case, the thing is hull iti ekadeshasheva. Tantra avrati ekasheshanyam tamavastu. So we treat only the part hull with one of these. All of which results in the word hull having two meanings. For first time, we interpret it as hasya lu iti cha vyakhyasyate. Hal ityasti tatra samasaha kriyate hasya lu. Kahartha ha hasya nama hakarasya lakaraha. Hakarasya lakaraha nama kaha. Samityam shashtyarthaha. It says hakarasya lakaraha nama samityam hakarasya iti shashtyaha samityam iti arthaha. Hakarasya samipaha lakaraha it bhavati. Hasya lu ityukte hasamipaha lakaraha. So the lakara which is close to hakara will be it. Okay, halantyam, hal ityasti Maheshwara Sutre. Shashasar hal. Hasamipaha lakaraha it bhavati. Iti prathama hal padasya arthaha. We now have hal to be interpreted in two ways. So the first interpretation is hasamipaha lakaraha it bhavati. The lakara which is close to hakara. So in the Maheshwara Sutra, the lakara which is close to hakara is in hal, the 14th Maheshwara Sutra. Right? Hasamipaha lakaraha nama hal sutrastha lakaraha anena kim bhavati tasya lakarasya itsamya bhavati. So the first word hal, or the first interpretation of hal, will give itsamya to the lakara of the 14th Maheshwara Sutra. Tataha adirantyena saheta ityanena hal pratyaharaha kriyate. Idanim dvitiyavaram yada hal padam asti. So the second interpretation of hal is as the pratyahara. Hal iti pratyaharaha nama vyanjanam. Hal nama vyanjanam iti dvitiya hal padasya arthaha. Tena antyam vyanjanam it bhavati ityarthaha siddhyati. So remember the same meaning, that is first lakara is given itsamya, then we create hal pratyahara, then we interpret halantyam as vyanjanam. Okay. So that is the same process followed by Dikshitar and followed by the Kashika. But Dikshitar says the whole sutra has to be repeated, whereas the Kashikatara says only the word hal is to be repeated. Okay. So in the first time he interprets hal as hasya lu. Nama hasamipaha lakaraha itbhavati. Dvitiyavaram tu pratyaharaha. Hal pratyaharaha itbhavati. Ityarthaha. Is this clear? Any questions in this? Because if you don't understand the Purvapaksha, you cannot hope even to understand the Siddhanta. Is the Purvapaksha clear? If you have any questions, please ask them. We are just entering the Prouda Manorama, so in the beginning, it will take some time to appreciate how he deals with things. So only later you will start to appreciate and you will not require so much of explanation. Any questions? Yeah. Sorry? The red colored one is in the Prodha Manorama. I already told you. Anything is red is in the Prodha Manorama. Anything which is not is my own explanation of the of that sentence. Manorama Karaha Vadati Hasya L iti cha vyakhyasyate samipyam shashtyarthaha. So, what does it mean? Hal iti ekareshasyaiva tantra avritti ekasheshanyatamam astu. So, he is paraphrasing the Kashika. He is explaining what is the argument made by Kashika. So, Kashika Kara says, we don't have to repeat halantyam completely. He says, we repeat just the word hal. Hal iti ekameva padam avartyate. So, there are two interpretations for hal. The first interpretation is hasya lu nama. Hasyalu iti katham, the lakara of hakara. So there is no meaning of that. So it says, samipyam shashtyarthaha. Ha samipaha lakaraha. The lakara which is close to lakara, hakara. By which he means the lakara of hal, the 14th Maheshwara Sutra. So this means, hal iti sutra antyam nama, hal iti sutra se lakara se it samya bhavati itteva arthaha. Tena kim bhavati? Pratyaharam kartum shakyate. Once we know what is it, then we can do the hal pratyahara. Once we do the pratyahara, we can interpret hal as a consonant. Okay. So that is one purvapaksha which is made by the Kashika. The second purvapaksha, the another way of resolving the problem is given by Kayyata. Okay, Kayyata is a commentator on the Mahabhashya. So he gives another explanation. He says, Yadva Mastu Tantradi. So no need of Tantra or Ekashesha or anything. So he says, Astu Samahara Dvandvaha Hal Cha L Cha Iti. So Tatra Sutra Kimasti Hal Antyam Ityasti Tatra Hal Cha L Cha Iti Samahara Dvandvaha Kriyate. Katham Samahara Dvandvaha Pani cha padau cha pani padam. Okay, so that is an example of samahara dvandva. You join words together. So, like that you do hal cha l cha. Hal antyam hal it bhavati l cha l nama lakaraha it samyakaha bhavati. So you are not repeating anything. You just say hal cha l cha it iti anuvartate antyam istyasti. So there he says, antyam hal it bhavati, antyam l, l nama lakaraha it bhavati. Arthat Maheshwara Sutre yatra antya lakaraha asti, hal iti sutre lakaraha, tasya itsamya, itsamyayam satyam hal iti pratyaharaha, pratyahare krute hal iti vyanjanam. It is hal it bhavati, tatha l nama lakaraha itsamya bhavati. So hal antyam, l antyam, antyaha lakaraha it bhavati iti sakshat siddhati. So directly you have itsamya for lakara by doing a samahara dvandva of hal cha lu cha. But if you do, the extra lakara should be heard, right? Hal lu, it is the hal antyam iti syat, hal antyam iti natu kevalam hal antyam. So you will have hal lu. There are two lakaras, one lakara of hal and there is one more lakara. So hal lu it is thite sanyoganta lopaha, lakarasya sanyoganta lopaha. So, samyogantasya lopaha ityanena. If you remember, samyogantam yat padam, tasya lopahasyat. So, if there is a word which is ending in a samyoga, so the end letter will be deleted. Okay. So, then we can delete the lakara. So, halantyam iti sutram. The sutra is as we hear, halantyam. But there, the word hal has a samahara dvandva with hal cha lu cha. So, there is hal lu. There are two lakaras there, whereas one is hal and then there is l. Okay, hal l, it is there. The one lakara is deleted by sanyoganta se lopaha. So antya lakara se lope, kevalam hal iti bhavati, hal antyam iti sutram, hal antyam iti shruyate, kintu tatra kaha arthaha, अन्त्यं हल नाम व्यञ्जनम् इत्भवति इत्यपि अर्थः, अन्त्यः ल नाम लकारः इत्सम्यकः भवति इत्यपि अर्थः. This is what is told by Kayata. Kayata does not do avritti of even hal. Okay. He just says only the letter l is included. Okay. So you can see how the thing has progressed. Initially Kayata said there is an additional lakara which is there in the sutra. Halantyam. There is an additional lakara which has been deleted by Sanyogantasyanopaha, so we don't hear it. Halcha, lcha, etc. lakara hasti. Sanyogantasyanopaha itinena luptaha. लकारः अस्ति तस्य कः अर्थः, लकारः इत्सम्यकः भवति. सो इनिशियली वी से ओन्ली द लकार गेट्स इत्सम्य. वन्स लकार हेज इत्सम्य वी केन क्रियेट प्रत्याहार हल, एंड वन्स वी क्रियेट द प्रत्याहार हल इत्यस्य व्यञ्जनम् इत्यर्थः लभ्यते. ओके, सो दिस इज बै समाहार द्वन्द्व फॉलोड बै संयोगान्तस्य लोप. काशिककार रिपीट्स द वर्ड हल. Kaumudikara repeats the sutra halantyam. These are three different ways how they have treated. So, yadva mastu tantradi, astu samahara dvandvaha, hal cha l cha iti, lakarasya sanyoganta lopaha. So, that is the second purvapaksha. Iti chet maivam. So, this is Dikshitar saying maivam. No. He says, both of these will not work. Both these techniques for deriving the same meaning. Please keep in mind that the meaning is the same. In all the cases, we first treat the lakara as it, then we create the hal pratyahara, then we interpret hal as vyanjanam. It is the same process. How do we get the itsamya for lakara is the point of objection. Okay. So, according to Kayata, there is a lakara already there which has been deleted by Sanyogantalopa. So, that lakara, because it is there, it says lakara se itsamya bhavati. According to Kashikakara, he says the word hal is repeated. First time it means hasamipaha lakaraha, which means the lakara of hal will be it. Okay, therefore we have itsamya for lakara. Dikshitar says halantyam. The sutra itself is repeated. The first time the sutra means hal iti sutra antyam, nama lakaraha itsamya kaha bhavati. Understood so far? If you have not understood, please at least say that you have not understood. What about the other? No, I mean, see, this is a Shastra. I do not expect any of you to understand it in the first place. Okay, so that is why, I mean, at least you have the facility of recording, so you can listen to it again. So, once we go ahead, this will certainly become clear. Okay, don't worry about it. And don't get lost in the same thing. Okay, so, but I just want to know how much I've treating. That's fine that you've told, you've not understood. So, what about the others? Are you understanding or not? Satyam. So, halantyam ityasti. Tatra hal. Hal cha l cha. Hal antyam nama antyaha vyanjanam. Antyam vyanjanam. So, before that l antyam it bhavati. It iti anuvartate. L antyam l nama antyaha lkaraha. Hal ityatraya lakaraha. Tasya itsamya bhavati ityartha. So, he gives itsamya to lakara by just saying that there is an extra lakara in the sutra itself, which has been deleted by Sanyogantalopa. This is like Prashlesha. We say, A-Ach becomes A-Ach by Najhalav. So we say there is an additional akara and it has been lost due to Sandhi. Okay. So here also, there is an additional lakara which is lost by Sanyogantalopa. So that additional lakara will mean that lakara will get its samya. Yes. Correct. Exactly. That is what I mean. Initially, only the Lakara of Hal, the 14 Maheswar Sutra, is called It. For Adirantena Saheta to operate, we just need one It. Okay. So, if Lakara is It, we can join Hakara with that Lakara by Adirantena Saheta to get the Pratyahara Hal. Now, the word Hal can be interpreted as a Vyanjana. Okay. So, once we know that all Vyanjanas are It, we can proceed without a problem. Yes, for all consonants. So, okay, so these are the two Purvapakshas. So, now Dikshita rejects both Purvapakshas. So, I will explain this. If you want, I mean, please, I will. Okay, after the recording, just listen to it again. If you have any questions, we can go through this again in the next class. Okay. Now we saw what the Kashikakara says and what Kayata says. Dikshita says, Maivam, but you cannot do either of these. Why? Adye samasasya klishtatvat. The first solution which Kashikakara offered, which is, repeat the word hal. The first time hal means hasya lil. Hasya nama ha samipaha. Hakarasya samipaha lakaraha itsamyakaha bhavati. Okay. He says, samasasya klishtatva. This samasa is not acceptable. Hasya lu cannot mean ha samipaha lu. It cannot mean that lakara close to hakara. For example, he says, if I say mama pustakam, what does it mean? Mama pustakam means my book. The book belongs to me. Okay? It does not mean a book which is close to me. Okay. So, if there is somebody else's book which is lying near me, can I say my book? Is that accepted? Mama pustakam? That is not accepted, right? So he says, when you are saying hasya lu, hakarasya lakaraha, the lakara does not belong to hakara. Man. Ha is a different letter, lu is a different letter. You cannot interpret it as the lakara which is close to hakara. Hasya lu iti samasaha kahartaha ha samipaha lakaraha. Hakarasya samipaha lakaraha ityartaha uchyate. Katham tadrashaha. If I say mama pustakam, will it mean mama samipe sthitam pustakam? It will not mean it. Similarly, hasya lu ityakte hakarasya samipe sthitaha lakaraha ityartaha na siddhyati. That is Dikshita's argument. The first solution will not work. Even if you repeat just the word hal, you cannot say hal itself is a samasa as hasya lu. Ha samipaha lakaraha ityartaha na bhavati. Samasa se klishtatvat. The samasa is not valid. Because the samasa, I mean, prayoga like mama pustakam, the shashti, will never mean mama samipe sthitam pustakam. It will mean the pustakam belongs to me. It will never mean that the pustakam is close to me. So, samipam ityartaha shashtya na labhyate. So, therefore, the first argument is not valid, is what he says. And the second time he says, for the second one, for Kayata's, the saying Samahara Dvandva, Hal Chalucha, he says, Sanyogantalopa will not operate in this case. Why? Enah Pratishedho Vachyaha. We saw this Vartika in Sudhyupasyaha. Okay. In the Kaumudi, we are doing Sudhyupasyaha. We saw this Sanyogantasyalopaha. Will Yakara be deleted? We say Yanah Pratishedha. Yan letters at the end of a Sanyoga will not be deleted. Yanah Pratishedha asti, Vartika. Okay. So, because of that, there is no Sanyoganta Lopa. That is how he rejects both these solutions. Kashikakara solution is rejected because the Samasa, Hasya Lu, cannot convey the meaning of Hasamipaha Lakaraha. So, we cannot derive the meaning of the Lakara getting its Samya from that. And in the second case, Kayata, where we are doing hal cha lu cha, Sayoganta silopaha will not operate. So, therefore, both these solutions are not valid, is what Dikshita says. So, adye samasasya klishtatvat. The samasa cannot apply. So, why the samasa cannot apply? He gives further reasons, which we'll see in the next class. We'll now understand superficially what is his argument. So, adhyaya samasasya klishtatvat. Kaha samasaha? Hasya l iti samasaha krutaha. Right? Hal iti padam dvidha bhavati. Ekavaram hasya l nama hakarasya samipaha lakaraha ityarthaha iti uktam. Hasya l iti samasena hasamipaha l ityartha bodha bhavaha. We cannot derive that meaning. Why he gives further, which we will see in the next class. Dvitiyepi, so even in the second solution that is offered by Kayata, sanyoganta lopaha durlabhaha, we cannot have sanyoganta lopa. Why? Yenah pratishedha rambhat. Yenah pratishedho vachaha iti vartikamasti. Sanyogantasya lopaha ityanena, sanyogantam yatpadam tadantasya lopahasyat ityachate, tasya pratishedhatvena yenah pratishedha. If there is a yan letter at the end of a sanyoga, there will be no lopa. Since lakara is a yan letter, you cannot delete it by sanyoganta lopa, which means that the second lakara will have to be heard. Tasya pratyakhyana pakshepi. So even if that vartika is pratyakhyana, is rejected, that vartika yana pratishedho vachyaha has been rejected by bhashyakara, but even then the meaning remains the same. Jhal, sanyogantasya jhalaha lopavidhana. So he says again, why? Okay. So, in superficially, this is the argument of Dikshita. The first samadhana will not hold good because the samasa hasyal cannot be interpreted as hasamipaha lakaraha. So, the second interpretation, that is sanyogantalopa, cannot be accepted because lakara cannot be deleted by sanyogantalopa. Okay, so we'll stop here. Please go through this again just once and think about it. Hopefully things will become clear. Then we will understand these samadhanas in detail in the next class. Any questions now? There is no negation. It says the lakara which is close to hakara. Wherever the lakara is found close to hakara, which is in the 14th Maheshwara Sutra, so that lakara will be it, is what it means. So once you have that, only in the first case, in the second case, it just means hal is a pratyahara which includes all consonants. But we don't have the superset yet. That is why we are doing so much effort. Right. I mean, that is the whole problem. We don't have that hal pratyahara. Yes. Which kind of a summon? Yeah. Can you give an example where you use it? I mean, example of such a usage. Okay. Hmm. Yeah, but I mean, when you're talking of, okay, you say the first J, second. Huh, so what do you say? No problem, you think over it and you give me an example. That is it, you have to give me a concrete example, I mean, not me, Dikshita, let us see. See, always raising objections over what Dikshita says might not be. No, you should. I'm saying you should. Yes, I mean, exactly, that is what he wants to predict. We can always say that his intuition is not the best. See, always that is how Shastrata develops. So, yes, we can still debate on, I mean, if you say, you give an example of where, I gave an example, if I say Mama Pustakam, I interpret it always that the book belongs to me. I cannot say, I mean, it will never mean, at least in Sanskrit, in that context, it will not mean somebody else's book which is lying close to me. I cannot claim it as Mama Pustakam. That is what Dikshita says exactly. So, Hasya lives. Huh, tell. You can make a sense, but that is the point he argues, that this particular sense is not conveyed by Shashti. Sambandha is a Shashti, that is why Shashti is a very wide range of senses, but he says this particular sense is not conveyed, is what Dikshita argues. He gives the argument from the Mahabhasha in his support. Okay, so we'll see that in the next class, and then we'll see if it is possible. See, it is certainly viable to an extent. That is why Kashikakara is also a Shastrakara. We can see that he cannot give something which is totally wrong or invalid. So as you said, the point of Dikshita is it is a Klishta Samasa. That is, it is somehow Samathana, it does not flow naturally, is what Dikshita intends. Okay. So, if we think Hasyalu Ityanena Sahartha Siddhyati, then we can also use it. We can mean whoever is understanding it. Okay. ఏనాక్షరతమాం నాయమధిగమ్య మహేశ్వరాత్ కృత్తం వ్యాకరణం ప్రోక్తం తస్మై పాణినయే నమః ధ్యాయం ధ్యాయం పరం బ్రహ్మస్మారం స్మారం గురోర్గిరః సిద్ధాంతకౌముదీ వ్యాఖ్యాం కుర్మః ప్రౌఢమనోరమాం.